Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about the first installment I'm going to do in a series called The Narcissistic Family. This episode is entitled The Narcissistic Child. For the purposes of this podcast, I am mostly referring to adult narcissistic children or older teenagers. It's very important that we double and triple and quadruple check ourselves before we even think of saying a child under the age of 18 is narcissistic. Most of the narcissists we encounter are adults. That's because the immature behavior and infantile emotional responses from the narcissistic adult are common in children. They're normal for children. Children are narcissistic by design. It only becomes noticeably problematic when the gap between a person's emotional development and their chronological age has become too great. If there's a 40-year-old man throwing a temper tantrum like a 2-year-old, we notice that. We feel that that's odd, that that's strange behavior. Children don't have control over their emotions yet, and their empathy is often very underdeveloped. This is why adults often say kids can be cruel. They can. They don't have an understanding yet of the pain they're causing in people with the things they say and do. The distinction comes when, in addition to these supposedly normal behaviors, a child does not seem to grow out of temper tantrum behavior or they become very manipulative. Throwing temper tantrums is normal at 2 and 3 years old. It becomes a little less normal at 8 or 9 years old, and it is abnormal by the time a child is a teenager. Teenagers can be overdramatic. They can even be histrionic to a point, and that's totally normal, but teenagers should not throw screaming hysterical temper tantrums as a matter of course. It should not be their go-to behavior. They shouldn't manipulate people to get things. They shouldn't be pathological liars. They shouldn't play one parrot against the other one. They should not go to members of authority and tell lies about their parents to try to get the parents in trouble. These are behaviors that they don't necessarily mean the child is narcissistic, but they need to be monitored closely. Those behaviors need to be watched because if those behaviors grow into pathological behavior, meaning they become the knee-jerk response, that's where you end up with a narcissistic adult. Personality disorders are, in very basic summary, essentially patterns of perception and behavior that the brain has become stuck in because these behaviors were successful. Whatever the goal was, whether it's reducing stress or manipulating other people to get what they want, you know, these behaviors worked for the person, so they became a pattern. For example, if a child cries for something and parents give in to the child, the parents have reinforced the behavior. Over time, if this behavior is reinforced enough, it can turn into a pathological response, a situation where the child knows no other way to behave. When that happens, even if the parents change their response, such as if they stop giving in to a temper tantrum, the child will continue to try to have their needs met with the same behavior because it's the only way they know. These behaviors can be changed, but the longer they're allowed to go on, the harder this becomes until ultimately you end up with an adult who knows no other way to relate to people or communicate what they want. A child who has been shown that he can get what he wants by screaming for it is not going to suddenly wake up to the idea that this is not the right way to do things. Or a child who has been shown that he can only receive attention through the emotional manipulation of others or through acting out negatively is not just going to magically stop doing that. Rather than growing out of these behaviors, narcissists grow into them. They continue them into their adult life. In order to combat this, a child must be first taught that this behavior is not okay, and then second, taught the appropriate way to behave instead. Otherwise, how are they ever going to know? Even in an adult, these behaviors ultimately can be changed because they are just patterns of behavior. They can be changed, but it is infinitely, exponentially more difficult. Many people are just not up to it. They're not up to the task. It's extremely difficult to take the way that you have responded to things for your entire life and change that. The first step in this process, of course, is recognizing that the way you've behaved in these situations your entire life is wrong. That's even harder to do. When something has always been the same, it's really difficult to see that there's a problem. When something has become a knee-jerk reaction, it's very hard to see that that's a choice. You're choosing to behave that way. But it's very hard for people to understand that because it doesn't feel like a choice, but it is. When the person who is doing these things also only has the emotional maturity of a toddler, it becomes much, much more difficult to recognize and fix the problem. Because children are narcissistic by nature, it can also be difficult to ascertain when a certain behavior should have stopped. For this podcast, as I said, we're mostly speaking of older teenagers and older children who should no longer be throwing temper tantrums. We're talking about kids who should have some grasp of the concept of empathy. And even then, even if you're talking about a 16, 17, 18-year-old child, we should still be extremely, extremely squeamish about labeling any child under the age of 18 as narcissistic. Many times, people do grow out of selfish or hurtful behavior. It's when they don't that there's a problem. So what if you have a grown narcissistic child? It may be too late to change your child's behavior because, you know, as an adult, we have to change our behaviors ourselves. But it's not too late to change your own behavior. It's important to understand, too, that this is not a question of blame. Your child's behavior may or may not be the result of something you did or didn't do, but that's the past. The important thing is to address the situation now so that it doesn't cause any more problems, especially with our children, because while we can walk away from many situations that involve a narcissist, when the narcissist is our child, this becomes much more difficult. So how do you address the situation? By establishing boundaries and sticking to them. Your child needs to know that the way they are behaving is not okay. They need to understand that there will be consequences for that behavior. You may not be able to fix the narcissistic child's personality problems, but you can control their behavior. If they don't live with you, you can control how much their behavior affects your life. You do this by imposing boundaries and limits on what is acceptable and then imparting consequences on the child if these boundaries are not respected. For example, if your child routinely calls you up at 2 a.m. cussing you out and harassing you about what a terrible parent you are or were before when they were younger, you need to tell them firmly that you will not be answering the phone at 2 a.m. anymore, and then don't. Let it ring. Sticking to your boundaries and doling out consequences is very difficult for many parents of narcissistic children, but it's really important. Guilt is your enemy here. Guilt freezes people. It makes people react in ways that are damaging to the situation. And that's basically any situation. There's no situation where a reaction out of guilt is going to be the right reaction. It causes people to give up or give in. If you are to have any hope of controlling the situation, you cannot let guilt be a factor. Yes, it is very hard to do that, but you can do it. It might help to think of saying no to your child as a way of saying, I love you. If you say, no, I will not answer the phone anymore and listen to your tirades about how terrible I am, what you are really saying is, because I love you, I will not allow you to damage our relationship or yourself anymore through this behavior. If you say, no, I will not give you any more money, you're really saying, because I love you, I want you to learn how to be a responsible, capable adult who can take care of themselves. If I keep giving you money, you're never going to learn. You're also saying that you love yourself enough not to be a victim of abusive behavior anymore. And let me be very clear here, there's nothing wrong with that. It is not a parent's job to take care of children for their entire lives, fixing every problem they have and making sure they never fail. It's a parent's job to prepare their child to be an adult and do these things themselves. The only way to do that is to let them fail on their own and handle their own problems. The most important part in any relationship with a narcissist, regardless of what relation the narcissist is to you, is figuring out what you can change so that it ceases being a problem in your life. The narcissist has no power over you that you did not give to them, whether it's through guilt or anything else. You have the power to change this if you choose to do so. I hope this clears a few things up for you. Thank you very much for listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by LittleShaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Tune into the next installment in the Narcissistic Family series, The Narcissistic Parent. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.